Sometimes I watch porno and I watch gay people make porno. You know, like sometimes
like women or men.
And I get excited. And I say, oh my God, I'm gay.
Welcome back to Each Other's Mothers. I'm pretty sure this is the episode we've all been waiting for. The one that I've been the most nervous about. But everyone is just going to click away because today in the middle chair we have my very own mother. Yay!
Everybody's mother.
Everybody's mother, really. It's not Each Other's Mothers this episode. It's everybody's mother. Mm-hmm. My mom's name is Mariela. Welcome, Mariela.
Hola.
She's a little nervous, but she does have her chanclas on. She's ready to beat my ass any moment.
Any moment.
No, it's okay. Later.
Is it okay?
Later on.
My mom's mad at me right now.
Yeah. She was brushing her teeth, and I know her for 34 fucking years, and I've been peeing in front of her when she brushed her teeth my whole life. Well, her whole life. And I walk in the bathroom, sit in the toilet, going to pee, and she just look at me like, I was a stranger. Walk out the door.
I looked close at her, the door, and I was like,
"What the fuck?"
You not know, in my bathroom.
Like, I know, you're like a little girl. Like, oh my God, how many times I've peed?
Maybe
in front
she
of
was
you?
Having a private, intimate moment with herself. With the brush? Is it electric?
Brush? No,
oh, you can figure
electric.
It out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
figure it out.
Country girls time. Make do.
I think that I did need a moment to myself
with
this
a toothbrush.
Morning. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was thinking about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While I was brushing
my
teeth.
Next time, close the door.
Instead of I'm sorry that I crossed a boundary, it's next time close the door.
I mean, the door was open.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
I
then
know.
How many times I pee in front of her?
You maybe
know,
she thought you were
going to
shit.
Not only in front of her, in front
I really
of all
did
her friends.
I really did think you were going to shit. That's
why
no, I got.
No, when I shit, I tell you, I'm going to shit. No, it was pee only.
That's the one time you communicate is when you have to share.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, thank you for gracing us with that. And, you know, all of us, really.
It's got to start somewhere.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were a little tense this morning, and now we have coffee and mimosas.
We'll
so
talk
we're
it out,
a
you know?
Yes.
Do you want a hug or?
Oh, hell
not
no.
Really.
Hell no. Okay.
Not yet.
Cool. I don't think I've ever seen you two hug.
Really?
I don't know if I have.
I hug my mom sometimes.
No, she never does.
Do you kiss?
That's not true. We don't kiss.
No?
Every time that I'm going to hug her, she goes.
That's not true. That's not true.
But you're Hispanic.
You
kiss. You kiss on the cheek. I kiss your mom.
We kiss on the cheek, but we don't kiss on the mouth. Do you think that it's appropriate for family members?
I give the girl and I like it.
Did you?
No.
Have you ever?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it?
And you didn't like it?
It's not my thing.
No?
Not
I was
your
drunk.
Thing.
Yeah, I guess classic I like it
tale.
At the moment.
You're a trisexual. You'll
try
anything.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What was I going to say to you just now? It wasn't about the bisexuality, which
no.
I always did wonder.
No, the toothbrush.
Now the
toothbrush.
Let go of the toothbrush, bitch. Let go of the toothbrush.
You were asking if it was appropriate for family to kiss each other on the mouth.
Yes. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I kiss you all the time.
No. You don't kiss me on the mouth.
Yeah,
I think
when you
that's
were a little
weird.
Girl. When you were a little girl.
When you're little, but it has to stop at a certain age, don't you think? Do you kiss your family members on the mouth?
Yeah, I've kissed my dad on the mouth
you're
before.
A family mouth kisser?
It depends on the family.
Oh my God.
It depends
God.
On the family and the day.
Yeah,
and
in
I don't
the day.
Think, I don't
and
think
how horny
we, like,
I am.
We don't like plant each other like directly on the lips. It's kind of like a corner, like a real close, like a.
No, we are not.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of.
But we're not tongue kissing.
Gays in our family, but we don't kiss each other.
Do you think gays are incestual?
We have so many gays. It's insane.
How many?
And probably the ones don't say it, too.
Yeah.
Some closeted ones, too. How many cousins do we have?
One, two, three. Three.
We're gonna be here all day.
Well, three that I know, and
no, how many cousins
total?
Total, like 16. That's what I've been saying on stage.
Yeah, kind of.
I've been working on a new joke about how my family's very Catholic, and how like 8 out of 16 cousins turned out gay. So the punchline is a family that prays together is gay together.
Yeah,
I stop and Richie. Oh, Frank. 8.
Yeah,
kind of like that. Mm-hmm.
It's like 16 cousins, right?
Yeah.
We have a lot, right?
Yeah.
And literally half of us are
first cousins. But
how do you think you ended
Spanish
up? You all ended up
like
gay.
Okay, we have a theory, right, Mom?
What?
I have a theory. Well, we kind of have a theory together that Grandma was cursed,
probably
with a bunch of gay grandchildren.
Who knows? You know.
Why? What'd
don't
she
be
do?
All shy now. I'm come not, on, girl. We talking not, family.
She's not
going to
see this.
No, unless she's not going to see this at all.
She understand it.
I'll no, send it to her.
She cannot understand it.
You'll send it to her. Stir the pot
we'll
a little
put
bit.
Subtitles on. It'll be yeah. fine.
No, I think that 100%. I think that we have some sort of a family curse or blessing, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Why? What you say a curse? Blessing.
I just think it's really, to me, it's very funny that grandma is very religious and very Catholic. And then she.
It's a bunch of gays everywhere. Not only in our family.
In the church.
In the church. Especially in the church.
That's why you're all gay, because you're Catholic.
Yeah, I think so too.
The priest did something.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Cured us, really.
Truly.
Yeah. I mean, blessed. No complaints here. I just, to me, the correlation between a very religious family and how, you know. There's just so many. We're taking over.
Times change, you know. So many gay priests.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
is the Pope gay or does he just really like gays?
I think every Pope is gay.
Yeah.
But this one's especially gay.
This one's out.
This one's out.
This one's a butch queen.
Correct.
Yes.
It was the Dalai Lama that got in trouble for kissing a boy, though. Or, like, tonguing a boy.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. Well,
that's not how I kiss my dad.
Exactly. One thing is kissing and another tongue, you know.
Not our dads, just our fathers.
Ha. Yes, yes, be like those kind of sickness, you know.
Yeah, supposedly there was that that's like a custom in their culture or something, which, like, okay, respect, but also kind of strange.
It's but really look, weird.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
No.
People complain about Catholic and religion and gay people and stuff. In the Jesus time, everybody used to have sex with everybody.
I need to go back to Jesus time. Yeah.
Jesus time and Greek time. Exactly. Greek time was orgy time.
Even before Jesus.
Right. Well, and then even before that, like natives and stuff.
I
like
mean,
they...
if you think about it, they said it was only Adam and Eve. And then they have kids. Kids have sex with kids, you know?
Yeah.
They have, I mean, how everything started.
Each other's brothers.
Each other's brothers. We've seen Barbarian.
Yeah.
Crazy. So,
I think it was meant to start complaining about gay people. He probably wasn't called to the party.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he wasn't
100%.
Invited.
100%. They body shamed him. They somebody made jokes about his dick.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too small, maybe.
Too small, maybe. Can't play.
Yeah. I can work with a small dick.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
Who can't?
Oh, you guys are gay.
Oh, right, right, right.
Right, shit. Forgot.
I mean, I'll work with a small gay dick too, whatever, you know.
Yeah. You can buy some toys, big toys, and that's it.
I've been
thinking
about.
That's the first time I've ever heard my mom say I'm gay. That was fun.
I want to go to a store with you girls.
You do?
Yeah, of course.
What are you trying to do?
Girls,
are you into?
They know how to buy toys.
What are you?
I don't know. I went to the store the other day with Marco and my.
You did?
Yeah.
Which one?
And the one in Woodward.
Oh, that one's kind of lame. I think you gotta go to another one.
But
we'll go to a different one.
Anyway, I see a lot of dicks in there, like all sizes and all kind of toys. And like, I don't know what to pick.
You should get like a good get a vibrating cock ring.
We have to get you on the internet.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll send you some links.
You guys felt
how inappropriate.
You guys felt it already, so you guys tell me which one is the best.
Okay.
We're on it. We'll put our heads together.
Yeah.
We'll put our dildos together.
Do you have a dildo?
This one or this one?
Right. I have a really old vibrating one that's in the basement in a box somewhere that I haven't used in forever. But then I have a non-vibrating one.
Mm. I don't care for the vibrating dildos. It doesn't really do anything for me.
I think it's a little silly.
Yeah, it's a little silly.
But you might like it.
I used to have one
to each their
in
own.
The 90s when I was single.
What color
I was single
it?
For 11 years. And, well, I got some people around, but.
around.
Some gentlemen callers.
And how you call it? Booty calls?
Booty calls.
But
how you call it?
I used to have my. Well, I never was a woman to go to the bars and pick guys and stuff like that. I'm very picky.
The guys picked you?
No, hell no.
No?
No. But and the bar, I choose who I want to sleep with.
Okay,
but I wasn't that random guys thing, you know.
Mom, you're so hot. You're really hot, like right now, and you were like, you're just a stunner.
Thank you.
So was it hard for you to like?
Oh,
people were probably hitting on you left and right.
Yeah, of course, but it was my choice to be with someone or not.
Right, but my question
was
like,
go back to the
back
toy.
Back to the root
toy. So I love that toy. He went with me everywhere. Everywhere. I was in my 30s.
You and your dildo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to call him Pink.
I was going to say, Pinky, what was his name?
It was Pink?
Because it was Pink. I miss him so much.
Well, where'd he go?
Because I got married and then I, you know.
Why?
Yeah,
I
know. Yeah, I you should know. Bring that old. Into I the bedroom.
I moved so many times.
I can't believe you broke up with Pinky.
I broke up with Pinky. Every time I remember him, my thing goes like, ding. Pinky, where are you?
You're in your bedroom screaming, Pinky.
Pinky. Oh, it hurt me for a long time.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurt you or they heard you?
You know.
No, it hurt her, like hurt her heart.
My oh, heart. Your
yeah.
heart.
Oh, she's well, depressed. Yeah. That too dead. Hurt too.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm talking to my daughter about that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Has been
I
my
can,
whole life. What are you talking about?
I think we never talk
just
about.
Just be yourself.
We've never. Yeah, don't never pretend for the camera. Before.
Of course not.
Jeez, Pinky's your real dad.
Chugging this entire yeah, thing. Pinky is my real dad.
That's your father.
Yeah. No, my dad was the love of your life.
Oh, and you know, my friend Roxana gave it to me as a present.
I yeah. love that.
Of course she did.
Yeah, I know. I just remember.
Everyone
that.
Needs a friend like Roxana mm-hmm. for the pinkies yeah, and the good times.
My crazy yeah. friend.
My crazy friend. We all have a crazy friend.
Yeah.
Mine's you.
Well, we love him.
It's me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's crazy. Yeah.
Let's talk more about
how crazy she is.
She is crazy.
Do you think she inherited any of your crazy?
Well, I'm crazy, but I'm fun crazy.
Oh, my God.
Well, when I raised her, yeah, I have to be crazy. I was single mom. I had to be the bad one and the good one. But, you know, I was very bad one.
The bad one?
The bad one. Was.
She was the youngest of eight.
But I was good, too. Very good. With you guys.
Were you an accident?
Two. No, I wasn't.
All of the children were planned?
Yeah,
she didn't.
Well, yeah, I was the last one. Of course it's the accident. After seven kids, who wants to have another one?
Grandma?
Yeah, I remember I caught my mom saying she was in a party playing cards friends and stuff, and I just walk in and she's like, yeah, oh, and one of the guys, oh, look at how beautiful she's turning, she's growing up, one of my aunts, and I was like so happy, and then until she opened her mouth and goes like, yeah, I was trying to fall in the stairs to don't have her, I didn't want her. I was like, oh my God, I grew up without my whole life, and like, she didn't want me. Nice.
Oh man. Yeah. Dad, that's
what I was a teenager, so
talking
you
about
know
your mommy
like,
issues.
Oh my God, mommy issues,
yeah, and then you her. Were like, I'm going to go fall in love and move to California.
Yeah.
Were you an accident?
No. Hell no.
No?
That was... That,
wow, you
no.
were born of love and intention.
So much love. Too much, I think.
It's complicated.
Yes, it is complicated.
Because you guys basically conceived me on the night that you went and saw my brother in the hospital.
No. That
my
wasn't.
Brother and I are 9 months
no,
apart.
No, that wasn't...
Answer that riddle.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That was when I... went back to Peru and I found out that he was getting married. But that's for another time. This is not a funny story. It's a love story. A very nice story.
We can always find the funny.
Yeah.
The funny. Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
Well.
Well.
Don't get me started because, oh, that sex was weird.
It was weird?
Weird. Like, not weird. Like, nice and crazy. And
oh,
weird.
So like emotional, like it was oh, so yeah. emotionally
you know,
connected.
When you're a teenager, you don't know much about sex and stuff. In our country, they don't teach us in school, they don't talk about it. So I learned with your father. We bought a book. He got a collection of.
Oh, you guys were like doing the what's
the Kama Sutra.
Oh my God, that was awesome. We did all
damn,
the possessions
I was
in the
born
book.
From some freak sex. And then you thought I wasn't going to come out crazy?
You know
of course
that,
I'm crazy.
It's crazy like that you're a prude.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
getting there.
Yeah, no, you. That night that we went to see your brother, that wasn't the night that we conceived you. We conceived you when I was back, and I was find out that he was getting married. So you in
so you were like, I'm about to give him the best pussy of his life.
I always did, honey.
Getting married. Oh, pardon. I stand corrected.
So we meet, and as soon as we meet, we were like electric in our body. We turn our body, like we see each other. It was like, that's it. Yeah. That was it.
Madly in
so
love.
So the night was the night. May 1st.
May 1st.
Wow.
May
1st. Did you light some candles?
Yeah.
That was beautiful because we didn't see each other for like 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we both were broken heart, then knowing that we didn't want to, we weren't going to be together. But we ended together. So it's beautiful, beautiful love story.
Yeah, and then you broke up because you couldn't stand his mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And other reasons.
Yeah, he believed in his mom, so she was a crazy
boy.
Bitch. Mama's boy. But we didn't break up in that time. Are we going to talk about my story?
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Well, his mom was a bitch. And one day I got enough. And I told him, you know, this is what she does when you're not home and blah, blah, blah. And that was it. And he believed her. So stay with your mommy. Ooh. I left at 3 a.m. with my baby.
And never but came back.
Never came back, but he came to me.
And that's
he
why
came
I'm
to
crazy.
Us. And we three lived together. Ever after. Happy ever after.
Not really.
No. Not really. That's it. That's, we talk that about. We talk about that later. Next time. Or maybe.
She's talking
later.
About Pinky, by the way.
Yeah. Pinky. Yeah. Well, we went from Pinky to your father.
That's not, how it goes.
Hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Well, I live with Pinky for maybe, like, yeah, 11 years.
Pinky
maybe nine,
or the
nine.
Or her father?
Pinky, no. Her father, we were together since I was 18, 19 until I was 27.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of love.
Yep.
It's a lot of fights, too.
Not really.
What was the worst fight you ever got in with my dad?
We didn't fight much. We fought, but 5 minutes after, we were making love, so it wasn't that bad.
Hmm.
Oh my God, we have so much fun dancing every night. And
what's
yeah,
my
we
dad's
like,
sign? What's his birthday?
Virgo.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. His birthday is September 17th.
Interesting. Yeah. Virgo.
Nice person. Nice guy.
Yeah, Virgos are
but
nice. I dated a
guy,
Virgo for a while.
Yeah.
Do you know any good Virgos?
Alicia and Terry.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, they're nice people.
Mm-hmm. They are very nice.
My favorite Virgos.
Very nice, beautiful
very
heart.
Very helpful people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, she lived with her father only a year. And she's just like him.
That's crazy.
It's
how
crazy
you
how
end up.
She, exactly. Uh-huh. She's just like him. It's like he loved comedy. And she, he was, I mean, is I hope so. Serious when he told a joke, he was very good at telling jokes. So I think she got it. Well, we both, but I'm more like
say,
babbling
you're very
person. I'm more babbling and going and no. He was just sitting in there and me like that, so serious and stuff. But a beautiful heart, yeah, beautiful heart. But she is just her. Personality is just like her father, and I don't know how that can happen.
Well, it's because she needed a father, so she
became
pretended to be a
father.
It's
supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. You have to fill voids around here.
Yeah,
honey, come on now.
Oh yeah, that, yeah. It's amazing. That amazed me because I say how you know.
What was the best time you had together?
All of the time.
Oh,
yeah, the best sex we have.
Not the best. We didn't ask about the best sex.
Well,
that's
what I
want to
know.
But go off, sis. Go
we
off.
We always, you know, we always had it on and on and on. He moved to, we got in a fight and he went to work at North in Peru. And I, of course, a week after I was there and we were walking in the field and then we started making up. And there it is. We are just on the field, naked.
Field. In the field, like in a
field. Yeah.
Out in the open,
yeah.
In the outside.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, my accent, you know. Anyway, so, yeah, we are like, you know, all that. And I'm closing my eye, and then he's on top of me, and then I open my eye, and there's a burro.
A donkey.
Oh. A donkey. And top, like, watching me, like, doing it. And I was like, what? he got it hard.
That donkey was trying to join
donkey?
In.
God, I was like, yeah.
The donkey had a boner?
Like, that was funny. Yes.
Donkey boners are very large.
Oh, my God.
I've never
tell
seen a donkey
boner. I was
boner.
Scared. I run.
They're enormous.
He just got up and run.
Yeah.
You know, the only full sentence I know in Spanish is, el burro sabe más que tú.
No, el burro no sabe nada. El burro always when you don't.
Well, that one did.
Yeah, that right. one did.
That
yeah,
one,
of course.
It was
but
you.
But that was like, I
that
was
life.
Open my eyes.
Looking
like,
for a third.
I heard noises in the
I brought
freaking...
my dick.
This is Pinky. Yeah. This is where Pinky came from.
That's right.
The donkey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just as big. Just as pink.
So, yeah. There's so many stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about Elsa, because we talk about each other's mothers.
Elsa, yes. Elsa is Elsa.
Elsa's Elsa.
Yeah, the strongest woman ever.
Very strong.
Hard head.
Very
like
stubborn.
We got, yeah.
Very mentally ill.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we get our anxiety.
Yes. She gets mad when I say, we got it from you. She's like, no, you got it from your father. That's it.
No, sounds like you talking about me.
Mm-hmm. No, no, no. That you got it from outside. You got it from grandma. Yeah, absolutely. Thank God that I got more like my father's side. Uh-huh. Then I love you, mom, but yeah, because they're crazy.
What's the craziest thing that your mom's ever done to you?
Wow.
So many.
You know, I don't remember my mom growing up.
Oh, you blocked it out.
Blocked it out.
No, no. Well, maybe, but the only thing I remember is a lot of yelling in the house, like screaming and do this, do that, da, 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 da. That's it. But the craziest thing ever, pretty much we weren't that close. Like, mm-hmm. She got so many kids that,
yeah,
I mean, I don't blame her, you know? But, practically, I don't remember.
Were you more so raised by your siblings, maybe?
Yes, my elder sister. And I was an outgoing person. I mean, whatever. First of all, they never let me talk. Like, I mean,
that's why you talk so much now.
I talk a lot. Maybe that was the point. Maybe I did talk too much, and they were like, shut up, you know? But anyway, I just remember us be together playing and all the kids, mom in the kitchen, and she was too busy.
Mm-hmm.
She was too busy. My mother used to have those washer machines that you have to roll.
Crank, yeah.
Crank, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember. For, but we were happy. Every family has issues and craziness.
Absolutely. Yeah. We know that.
But it's the stronger woman ever, and I'm so proud to have her as a mom. She, you know that I told her how to drive when she was in her 70s?
Really?
Yeah.
Does she 60s. Drive still?
No, yeah. And she knew the whole book. Oh, my God. Why I teach her how to drive. Every time that I was driving her to places, she knew all the law, the rules of driving. And, like, she was like, you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. And, oh, my goodness. Yeah. But I'm proud. I'm proud of her. And I'm proud that I was the one teaching her how to drive. And
of course.
Here in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, in Peru, she raised the kids. She'd never work.
Right.
But when she came here, she started working in a factory. So, yeah, I'm very proud. Very, very, very proud. I wish everybody has that kind of mom.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you.
It's you.
Well.
Our little psychopath.
Oh, yes. No, I'm not a psychopath.
No, you're great. I am a psychopath.
No, you're not.
So sorry.
No, you're not. You're crazy.
It'll be okay.
You're so crazy.
There's nothing wrong with being a psychopath.
I don't think
so.
I'm just a passionate person. I came from all that passionate sex.
Yeah, that's
from that. Maybe the donkey is your dad. You ever thought about that?
That's why I'm such a jackass.
I was 19.
Foot in mouth.
Yeah, I was 19.
Mm-hmm. You were 19?
Yeah.
What do you mean you were 19? With the donkey?
19 with the donkey thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here I am thinking that. I forgot I was conceived under candlelight and not donkey field.
I was 23 when
Okay, I'm catching up now.
I was 24.
You're 24.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you had me when you were 25.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine having a baby in my 20s. What was that like for you?
It was beautiful. I mean, that was, you know when is your time.
Do you?
I was so much in love. Yeah, you guys know, don't, but I don't know.
Do you
want to
have a baby?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have any desire to biologically have children. Like, my body isn't yearning for it.
I don't understand why women say that. It's beautiful.
But I would love to adopt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to adopt, like, some older siblings who are about to get aged out of the system and separated.
Yeah.
Like, I want the really, really fucked up kids that nobody wants. I'm going to take them.
Sure.
But they can kill you sometimes.
It'll be fine. By that
fine
point.
To kill you?
By that point, I'll be rich.
You don't know where they come
and
from.
I can afford their therapy.
Bad.
But see, that's what everybody says.
You be dead.
And they can have my money.
But the therapist will be alive. So that's so all that matters. I feel so bad for
kids like that. But you really don't know where they come from. I see so many of those crime shows.
I know. Like, that's your first response. Yeah. Not like, how beautiful to give a life a chance. Like, no, they're going to kill chance. You.
I know.
Immediately.
That's just my elaborate suicide ploy. You want to get murdered in your sleep,
bitch? Adopt a kid.
Like, I'm not going to kill myself. No, I'm going to have my kids kill me.
If I said that, it's because when you make a commitment to be a parent, not everyone is the same. Mm-hmm. I make a commitment, and I went 100%. It's very hard to raise a kid. Mm-hmm. You make your mistakes. I made my mistakes, of course. But it's very hard because you have to think about them 24/7.
Yep.
24/7. It's you live, and I'm happy because I felt it. You know, I felt doing that. You live your life on the side. It's about, everything is about your kid. Mm-hmm. Like everything. I mean, being a good parent, you know. And, but I failed to do that. I didn't do it because I have to do it.
Yeah.
No. So I made that commitment. Was like, it was hard. It was moments and kid, whatever, you know. I felt like, oh my God, I cannot do this anymore. And then like you think about, and I sit down and start thinking, yeah, you make that commitment and you have to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as you love your, as soon as I saw her eye, I turned around and I saw her eye smiling, and it was, every feeling was gone. It was gone. It was gone. The feeling was gone. So you keep going. But doesn't mean a good parent that wants to be 100% there, mm-hmm. you know. For me, it was to choose to be myself or continue or get a man and be first, put myself. Hell no. And it didn't happen to me. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad for those parents that, for those kids that their parents first think, oh, I got to do my nails before I see it at the store at work. It's like parents go with little kids and they're like, can I have these, please? A candy bar or something. No, I don't have money. And they come here and say, okay, can I have a Swisher so I can spell my paw later? Like, it kills me, you know? Yeah, you know, for me, it was first what she needs, what my bills are, the household first, and then my beers.
Then my beers.
You know,
as we know,
and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Everything that I experienced, that I have in my life, the best part of my life is being a mother. Each other's mom.
Yes, it's being a mom. That's part of the jingle.
And it like, is. It's the happiest, and I feel it in my heart at this moment. It's beautiful.
Well,
I wish, because that feeling, I wish every woman feel that way, because as soon as you have that in your body, it's like somebody growing in your body. It's beautiful. Even if I wanted to cut my belly the last month, I wanted to grab a knife and cut it open so she can get out, because it's a feeling. Like, you know, it's
did
9 months.
Did you have an easy pregnancy, or was it a difficult one?
No, it was a hard one. You didn't want to leave your mommy.
Oh, well.
Oh, no, she didn't want to leave
her
mommy.
Now look at you.
I know.
Yeah.
Living in my attic.
Now she want to kick me out of her house.
Now I can't even brush my teeth while you're taking a piss.
No, she didn't want to. She hurt the cord got around her neck, and she didn't. She almost didn't make it. She almost didn't make it. Yeah, but
some might call me a miracle.
An intentional miracle.
Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out of here, and then she's
for real. No. Crazy. No.
Yeah, I was. How many hours in labor? Like 28.
Ooh. Well, it was your first one too, and you didn't. You took some medicine, but not much.
No,
well, so it was a natural birth.
The medicine was.
I went through the canal. Did you go through the canal?
The canal?
The vagina.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck's a canal? Like, I've never heard of that.
The thing we love so much.
Yeah,
I wanted to have a natural, but no medicine. I was like from noon when January 31st until 5:10 the next day, afternoon.
Wow.
5:10.
Yeah. How many hours? 24? Yeah, like a lot.
That's a lot. 24. Well,
29 hours.
You wanted to give birth on an army base in a wooden hospital in northern Peru.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because my brother-in-law was a cardiologist. One of the best in Peru, but he assists all my sisters in the birth, and I wanted him to to assist my daughter too. Not deliver it, but assist, because he was a Catholic. Assist.
Oh, I thought he delivered.
Well, there was another person there. Yeah, it wasn't.
Your whole life's a lie.
Whole life's a lie.
And he jumped on my belly so you can get out. He,
I know.
Like, grabbed my belly. Like,
we hear the story every year at Christmas. It's now or never.
And I remember he put his cross in my belly. That's why she's evil, baby. She's there.
That's fucked up, man. All my exes watch this. So, okay. I think that I'll adopt a kid one day, maybe, if I ever make money.
A baby. Yeah.
You can help raise my kids.
No, you guys can have babies.
My murderers.
We will. My murderers.
Have babies and give it to me.
So part of the reason I want to adopt is I'm not done being selfish yet. And I feel like by the time I'm done being selfish, I'm going to be too old to physically give birth.
Right.
Although that's like.
We don't need more children.
Yeah. And also we don't need more children in the world. There's so many. Because there's so many babies that need homes. It's like dogs. Adopt, don't shop.
Correct.
I will. It's your choices. It's okay. You can.
There'll be a baby.
There will be babies.
But you know what? A mother, when they have a baby, anything can happen to a woman when they have a baby. But it's not. It's hard to explain it. The feeling that you just keep going. It's not depression. You can feel bad a couple of days, and it's you have to. You just, it's a reason to get up and make you to get up and. And it's I don't know. It's hard for me to explain it.
But that's your experience. Yeah. And a lot of women do love being mothers. And they do, like, see their baby's eyes for the first time or their smile for the first time. And they do feel that immediate, infinite connection. But there are mothers in the world who see their baby. And there's postpartum depression. And that sometimes never leaves. Or
there's true.
You know, mothers who hated their pregnancies and don't like having a baby. And... you know, we have to, like, accept and normalize that as well, you know? Or there's people like us who are, we want to live our lives fully.
Exactly.
And we I would be the best mother. I know that I would be really good mom. I would be the best mom.
Better than me.
But, well, I've learned from all your mistakes.
Well, you're going to have your own mistakes. You're going to have your own mistakes. Nobody have the same mistakes.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I just think that, I think generations get better and better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think you were a much better mother than your mom was.
Yeah, I am.
And she was a much better mother than her mom.
She never met her mom. I mean, she did. Her mom died when she was 4.
Well, exactly. So that's she was the worst mom because she was dead. So
I got a terrible mother.
My mother is not a worst mom. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about great-grandmother who's dead.
Oh, great-grandma. She was dead.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
I know. It was a little yolk.
Look, apparently it wasn't funny.
Apparently not.
They all can't apparently laugh. You're nothing like your father.
Apparently not. There's that connection lost.
Let's talk about the weather, better. Yeah, I'll be in Florida in 3 days. Yay!
You are going to Florida in 3 days.
Oh, yes.
So excited for you.
The first night is going to be...
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas. I'm going to get you a pink dildo.
Okay. Don't tell me. It's a surprise.
Well, you're going to forget. You're going to forget in 2 days anyway, so it'll be all right. Sorry, and don't mind me. All right, we got about 5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want to ask us?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Oh, my God. Can I ask him cameras?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
both of you.
Yeah, we're excited.
We're so excited.
Okay. All right, so you first.
Me first? Yes. Oh, shit.
So when you realized that you were gay and how that happened?
I never realized. And also, I still have sex with men. Like, me and Zelina are in an open relationship and I'm still attracted to men. But I don't think I had a moment where I was like, oh, I'm gay. I just, the way that I was raised, I never knew that it wasn't an option to like everybody, you know? Like, I never came out. I just showed up one day with a girlfriend and my mom was like, okay, no big deal. But there was never like a moment where I was like, oh my God, I wonder if I'm gay. It was just always like, oh, all these people, I can love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what I was thinking too, because sometimes I watch porno and I watch gay people make porno, you know, like sometimes like women or men. And I get excited. And I say, oh my God, I'm gay. I mean, but I'm not, I don't care, you know, like that's what I'm thinking, you know, like, I mean, like it's sex, it's love. It's like, mm-hmm. you can, you know, I don't, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Do you think you could ever be in an open relationship?
No.
Absolutely I'm too jealous. Not.
No. I, what is mine is mine.
Right.
So I'm still a jealous person.
So fucked up.
I didn't have a threesome, but I did.
Recently?
No.
Oh.
When?
Left with my ex.
Which one?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
No, I did it with John. You remember John?
Who the fuck is John? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They all look divorced, the same. All the white men you dated look the same, but yeah.
They don't look the same.
John was the tall one.
Yeah. Like the tall one.
It's a very tall name.
No.
You did?
Soon as I got divorced, right after I got divorced.
Oh, you
I
were
got,
like, ooh, I went with, I'm sad. Yeah, let's and then bring I, like, some people
it,
in.
I always wanted to, like, try.
Good for you. Was it but with a girl
girls,
or a guy?
Girl.
Who?
Oh, I'm not going
to
tell you names.
I
no.
need to know.
Oh, so you know them. You know them.
Yeah, you know.
Disgusting.
Why disgusting?
Exciting.
Exactly.
I feel a it lot of feelings. Okay. Come on. We're talking about my mom having good. A threesome.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
No?
No?
You want to?
One day, probably. Right. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I would have to be like very
And I think it was okay because he wasn't prepared. My... He wasn't my... I mean, I was in a relationship with him. But I didn't, I love him, but I wasn't in love with him. Mm. But for example, if you tell me now, if I would have it with Marco, I don't think I will be able to see him with another woman. And I'd be killing her. I'd be like, yeah, you'd be watching the crime show. Like this woman, you know, killed that woman.
Well, that's the difference between dating a Latino and a white man.
No, even with your father, I wouldn't, even with other people that I'm in love with, mm-hmm. I don't think I will.
That's what I'm saying.
He can watch me, but I'm not.
Fair. Fair.
No. I was about to say, what about with another guy?
That's what it's in my bucket list.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in my bucket list.
I respect that. Make sure I'm not home.
Because
and then I'm good.
No. I wouldn't do it here either.
I heard Marco and my mom having sex the other day.
Oh my God, she almost.
That's fine.
I know, right? We're an adult. Fine.
Just put some headphones on. Put those on.
Exactly. No. Sleep with an earbud, so I'm going to give it to her. No.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah, but I now that I can say because you're here, how many times she probably did it in my house when she was a young girl? And then, you know, things are turning around. And it's like, oh, my God.
Things are turning around.
Yes. Things are not turning around that much.
No, I'm not.
I love you. I accept you as a human being. I know that you're a sexual being. I know that you're an adult. I know all of these things.
He's crazy. It's like he's like 20 again.
But it's not fun to listen to your mom have sex. It's not fun.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I really thought that she was sleeping. The funny part was
just
like,
put a sock in your mouth.
We were almost done, and she rang the phone, and I said, Marco, that's Johanna, We didn't answer. The second time I answered, and she's like, please stop doing that. And like, it's the TV.
Like my mom literally
like
said,
I was a daughter and
it's
she was
the
a
TV.
Mom.
I was like, I'm not stupid. Like, yeah. So,
oh my God,
it's been a lot of my
deal.
Life. Yeah, I'm an adult child. It's fine. I've accepted.
It's okay. I respect your opinion.
Yeah, you respect my opinion, but not.
No,
but not you.
But not me.
Yeah.
No, I respect you. Now, I won't pee in front of you when you were brushing your teeth anymore.
And
oh my God.
You won't have sex when I'm home.
Yeah, of course. That
Perfect.
Part. Yeah.
Love it. Then we're going to get along just fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm...
Okay, we're almost done. Do you have any questions for me?
Oh, you. I don't know. You, when you find out that... I think you were gay your whole life, or...
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just because you choose to...
No, it's not a choice, Mom. You got to get over that.
No. Some people, I really do think that there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't care if you were born like that or not. It's like, I think these times you can choose to be with someone because so many heartbroken from men that you have, that you decide just to be with a woman.
Well,
we are smarter than guys anyway.
Let me put it this way. If it were a choice... Then I think that you would have enjoyed the times that you were intimate with women, but you didn't.
Well, I didn't have too many. No, I didn't have many.
You haven't had enough.
No.
So there's still time to change your mind.
No, no, no. Talking about...
I want two moms.
No, it's like a... talking about the sex part.
Right. Not so talking, am I.
It's with pleasure. Mm-hmm. And also... Sure. If you get along with a woman, it's better than a guy. Because I think woman to woman, we can get along better because it's two brains together. And the feelings. A woman, we care brains. More. Brains. Yes. We, as a woman, the females, we yeah. care more.
Sure.
As, no, you know, it's about choices, too. If I want to mm-hmm. be with an asshole, or I want to be with a
right.
nice woman, or, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're born gay, you're born gay. But... if, like, you turn gay, like, when you're older, that's what I meant. If you choose to be,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I just don't think there's, and we'll wrap this up because I think this conversation would take a lot longer. Yeah. But I don't think that there's, like, turning gay. I think there's a spectrum, and I think people realize later in life, like, oh, I'm bisexual, I'm attracted to women and men, or I'm pansexual, I don't really see gender, or, you know, or. There's so many options.
There's
I don't
so many
think
options
that people, like, turn anything. I just think there's a little bit more of realization and a little bit more of, like, sitting with yourself and, mm-hmm. you know, discovering your
but
sexuality.
But you don't think it can be, like, I want to be happy, and I think I'm happier with a person, a female, in...
Yeah.
Overall, you know,
I just
not
think
only
that
like,
you're like born with that in your DNA. Like, yeah. It's inside yeah? of
like
you.
Like you can choose to act on it, but it was always inside
oh,
of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I get right. what you're kind of trying to yeah. say. It's like you chose to let it out and chose to let that part of you
oh.
in. But if you enjoy it, then it was always a part of you.
Correct. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Great.
All
Thank
right.
you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to answer your question, I've always known. I've always, like, since I was a kid.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm not bisexual. I'm pansexual.
Well, you were, like, 5 years old. You got a boyfriend in the daycare.
Yeah. And I still will.
Like, you know,
I'll probably have a boyfriend again sometime in my life. I'm
yeah.
attracted to
so it's both.
Everyone.
Yeah. That's
Transsexual
fun.
People.
It's fun.
Men, cis women.
Just love.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
I love
Imagine walking into a room and everybody is an option.
Correct.
Yes, yes. Exactly. That's
so exciting.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
The odds yeah. be forever in your favor.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I wish everybody, and I think times are going to change more and more when this is not going to be a
yeah
debate, you know. Like, but it is now. Exactly. I feel bad for
that's where we're at.
Gay people yep. that they're not accepted because it still happened.
It's awful.
It still happened. Mm-hmm. It's awful.
It's very heartbreaking. We're very lucky to
yes.
have our families and our friends who we have. And
born in this
Brie
era.
And I are able
era
to be who we can be.
Do you remember those that used to be electrocuted because you were
yeah,
gay?
That
oh
would have been
God.
Us.
I feel so bad.
I would have been burned at the stake and electrocuted.
I would have enjoyed it.
Fuck vibrators.
Yeah, fuck a vibrator. Just electrocute me.
Just a little bit. Just
She'd
a little
like,
bit.
Like
exactly.
That.
Give me that.
Turn it
on.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
This is fun.
I'm honestly surprised you didn't know. I'm surprised. Like I look back at photos of myself and I'm like, wow. Definitely.
You were
I was a tomboy. I was a little tomboy for a long time.
I was too, but.
Tom person. Sorry.
Yeah, you used to play football and all the boys used to be
yeah,
scared of her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now here I am. Okay. Well, that's been our episode.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're definitely going to do this again because we could
yes.
talk to you for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But Brie needs to get her hair done. And
I do.
I need
yeah.
to go to a baby shower.
And I need to get
what are
ready
you doing
for
today?
Florida.
Ooh, oh, you're packing?
Yes, packing. And I got to try all the clothes that I've from last year. And
having sex since you'll be gone.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
out of here. So
yeah.
mm-hmm. you can have.
Almost 60. He's the one like all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, his dick still works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Viagra. Yeah. You kidding?
We're calling him out. Either way. Either way, you're getting it. More
yeah.
than I can say. Look at me.
I'm getting... She's jealous because
Not
I'm
late.
Getting more sex than she does.
I actually started writing a joke about that.
I
talked
so.
About it on stage
yeah.
that you uh-huh. had sex in my house.
I know, I'm going to hurt my whole... You know.
And the punchline is that I'm jealous. I'm not jealous of you having sex. I'm happy for you.
I'm just kidding.
I'm celebrating you.
You know, the grandma was blind for 20 years. And I used to go with your father all around the house where your grandmother was in the house.
She is blind, but she can still hear.
No, but I was like, like that.
With my dad?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, when you died. Yeah, of course. No, I mean, yeah, when you died. That was funny.
And that's why I'm crazy. You finally figured it out.
It's not. You're young. You're teenage. You do crazy things, you know?
I guess, that was fun.
See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Right. Yes. She wasn't, like, in the room, right?
No. She was in the living room. Mariela, what are you doing? I was like, nothing, Grandma. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my God. You are a wild woman.
Well,
okay.
We didn't do it all the time. We used for fun, you know? You guys did crazy things.
Never.
Never.
No? Yeah, right. Never. Oh, look at your face.
Mm-mm. All right, Brie.
Not me, yeah.
Where can the people find you?
Itchy Snitchy on Instagram and Itchy Snitchy with an underscore on Twitter.
There you go. And I am at johanna.madronda, johannamadronda.com for all my shows that are coming up. I'm booked out until June at the moment, and we're working on the rest of the year. So this will be coming out in a few days. Check out The Independent on March 30th. I will not be there, but I have a killer lineup for Heavy Flow, A Night of Dirty Jokes, and you will not be disappointed. Bruce Peisch will be hosting that evening, and he's going to absolutely kill it. One more time for my mom, Mariela. Thank you for stopping in. I love you so much, Mom.
Love you guys.
We'll figure out the pee
toothbrushing
situation.
I'm not going to pee in the bathroom when you brush
your teeth. Thank you so much. Okay, we did it. Goodbye.
Bye.